listening to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. If you have a question or comment about today's show, Jay would love to hear from you at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. You can also send an email to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. That's questions, the number 4, taylor@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Turning Hard Times to Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really glad to tell you that Dr. Quentin Henning is back with us after that commercial break to bring us up to date with another company, another really exciting story, Irving Resources. It has its projects over in Japan, several of them at the northern end of the island, and I think they have one at the southern end of the island, but another very interesting, different sort of a story, but one, as I just said at the last segment, that Dr. Henning has a philosophy of going big or going home, and so there's probably a lot of upside, I believe a lot of upside for investors who want to pay attention to this story. Irving trades in Toronto, IRV is a symbol. You can buy it down here in the States, as I have, under the symbol IRVRF. I counted 58.2 million shares, the last count that I've seen. Just looking at it's up about 25 cents today. Looking right now, it's up at $1.82 in U.S. money, so a little more than that in Canadian money. And so it's a pretty nice market cap of around $100 million, close to that right now. So thanks for coming back with me, Quentin. For the sake of those who may be hearing the Irving story for the first time, maybe just give an overview of this company's business model. It is a unique business model, has a lot of high-grade ore in somewhat narrow veins, I guess, but it has value around those veins. So give us the overview.
Correct. Look, we're chasing epithermal gold deposits. Japan is part of the Ring of Fire, and you know the volcanism has generated an extensive gold district throughout Japan. Hishikari is obviously the most famous mine in Japan. It produces very high grade, and what they do in Japan is really interesting. They have a lot of smelters, either base metal smelters like copper, lead, zinc, this stuff, and they need flux. Flux is one of the main components is silica. All right. The epithermal veins we're exploring for are rich in silica. Now, they also carry, of course, gold and silver. All right, so rather than processing material in a conventional way, you know, milling it and then using gravity and cyanide, for example, to extract the precious metal, in this case, what we're really talking about is being a flux operation. We're mining flux that happens to carry a lot of gold and silver, and you get paid for the gold and silver from the smelter directly. In other words, all we have to do is mine the rock, maybe crush it a bit, and produce a product that can be utilized as smelter flux. And this is a wonderful business model. It means there's no capital to build a mill. There's no need to permit onerous mill tailings and stuff like this. We can literally mine this stuff, and the cost of mining and perhaps a bit of crushing and then shipping it to a smelter is really the cost that's involved. The other benefit is the silica itself has value. So the silica has a dollar value, so it's added to the value of the gold and silver. Fortunately, the smelters pay a high percentage, usually at least 90% of the value of the gold and silver in the rock. And what's remarkable is you get effectively 100% recovery in the smelting process. So, you know, basically if we mine ore, we will get paid for 90% or thereabouts of the gold silver in it, as well as the silica content. It's basically a dream.
Yeah, and there have been some very profitable operations in Japan using this business model, right? I mean, Hishikari, I think you just mentioned.
Yes.
Are there any operating right now?
Well, Hishikari is really the main gold mine operating. And, of course, they use everything for smelter flux. And, yes, they get, Sumitomo Metal Mining has their own smelter, so they utilize it internally. And the cost of production is crazy. I mean, they're producing gold at very, very low costs, all-in costs, probably less than $500 easily. All right, but there are a few other smaller flux mines, like Mitsui, for example, has the Akashi mine, which is in Kyushu. But there's demand for these. Like, there's many, many smelters, And each uses, you know, many tens of thousands to even a few hundred thousand tons a year of silica flux. You know, so there's plenty of demand. Right now, a lot of those smelters end up using just, you know, silica, like in the form of sand, you know, quartzite or something like this that doesn't have precious metal. So when they see an opportunity to get the precious metal contribution, they really jump on it. So I think there's a very high market for this stuff.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I've seen a map and a tremendous number of smelters all around Japan. And I think what you're doing is loading it probably on boats too.
Next to the ocean. Omu is literally within 7 kilometers. Well, one of our targets is about 150 meters from the ocean. Yeah, so yes, this is readily shippable.
Low cost transport to the mills, to the smelters. Can you talk? You had some really impressive results that came out today. Can you share those with our listeners and perhaps point out the significance of them?
I sure can. Look, the what's really amazing, this Nanko target, which is part of the Omui mine site area that we drilled the latter half of last year, you know, this is the first drill pass at this target, and it's just remarkable. I mean, 8 holes, and every single hole hit multiple veins, some of which are high grade, and it shows that we have just an enormous vein system underneath, right underneath our feet. Okay, people can go to the news release, read the details. I don't want to recite everything, but you know, the point is we've discovered a large vein system. It is apparently connected to the Humpy vein system, which is about 600 meters to the northwest. You know, collectively, we have basically a bunch of near-surface veins. We're right at the tippy top of the system because we can see silica sinter preserved in places. And we have lots of room underneath us and all around us. It's open in all directions, effectively. So I think we've made a major discovery here. It's, you know, the challenge has been the drilling and the pace of operations with COVID. I'm very optimistic this year will improve, and we'll be able to hopefully start ramping things back up again to a more reasonable level. We are looking at ways to operate a second rig. It might even be sourced out of Japan, by the way. So it's a little early to speak about that, but we are looking into that. We want to kind of, you know, tackle this more aggressively. We're drilling at Omu Center now again. We got our drill, or we're going to start here shortly. We got our drill crew into Japan. The restrictions were lifted a few days ago. We've literally, you know, told them buy your airline tickets, get over there. They're in quarantine right now. They will get into site and start drilling shortly. But we want to drill our other targets aggressively. We got Hokuria, for example. We have not tested yet. We want to drill some holes there. We got lots more to follow up at Omu Center, at Omui, which is the one I just talked about. Mm-hmm. And then people shouldn't forget, okay, Yamagano, a very, very important story for us. Down in Kyushu, it's the opposite end of the country. Mm-hmm. We have Yamagano District, okay, period. We have the historic mining lease. We did a deal with the Shimazu family, very famous family in Japan. And we also have 4 applications around that that collectively cover the entire target area. So it's probably the highest value, highest quality target outside of Hishikari in Japan, and we control it.
That's and so where can you talk a little bit about your exploration plans this year, Quentin? Are you going to be focused primarily up there in the Omu area, or are you going to be doing some stuff down there at Yamagano?
Absolutely. So at Omu and on the targets around Omu, this would be Omui's mine site, the Omu Center, and Hokuria. We're going to have a good, robust drill program this year to follow up on all the early stage results. We're also going to start our first holes at Hokuria later this year. So that's an ongoing thing. We're going to do follow-up CSAMT as well because, you know, these vein systems are open. So we need to see where they project out, you know, out into the hinter country around us.
Uh-huh.
So lots of work planned there. Also importantly, though, at Yamagano, we have a CSAMT program planned starting in a couple months, you know, provided there's no further issues with lockdowns and whatnot. Mm-hmm. We should be able to get that going. That's going to be in preparation for devising drill program for Yamagano. And you know, bear in mind, you know, Newmont is a big shareholder. They have backed us financially this, you know, for the past couple of years. We expect that to continue. We're working very closely with them on a number of different levels. Enjoy that relationship. You know, I used to work with the guys, and so it's a good, strong relation that we hope to continue going forward.
And Newmont, they are equity holders of Irving,
correct.
I think?
Yes, they they do share placements, and they do them, I can't remember their prescription, but, you know, it's basically a fair market value at each tranche. And, you know, they've helped fund effectively our last, almost 2 years of expiration.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you this, Quentin, if, you know, we don't have to worry about, as you said, tailings and building a mill and all of that, it would seem as though there might be prospects for production sooner than you would normally expect with the new mining operation.
You know what? That is a definite benefit. Okay, you know, we have to drill things up, and we have to get comfort around the geology. But like I said at the beginning, the business model is you save a lot of the headaches of permitting, you know, mills and, you know, doing all the background studies and engineering and so forth for that kind of work. That will be a huge benefit to this model.
Yeah, and so you're well funded, are you? To finance through the next year, or are you going to need to raise some more money?
No, we're in pretty good shape. I think we have between the $9 and $10 million Canadian right now. We're well funded for this season. You know, looking forward, obviously down the road, yeah, we'll need more money. But I think right now we're in very good shape.
Well, it's really looking good, and the shares obviously are responding to a certain extent with today's numbers. That's good news. So I guess that people should just be watching. When might we expect some more drill results? It's going to be a little while, I guess.
It's going to take some time. We're going into Omu Center right now, and, you know, after the guys get out of quarantine, and we'll start drilling there. We'll probably drill from mid-February through mid-April. That area is low in topography. It's basically right next to the ocean. And we drill there in this season because the snow covers the ground and basically allows us to drive out to the drill pads, which happen to be on farm fields and stuff. So it actually is preferred that we work during the winter months there. But then once the snow melts, we have to move shift back up to Omui. And then again, Hokuryo will be on the dock this year. We're going to drill up there as well. That might be with that second rig. We're looking into options right now.
Oh, good. All right. Very good. Well, thank you, Quentin. Anything else? I guess that pretty well covers it for now. We just want to keep our eyes peeled on drill results when they come out. And this is a story, you know, right now I think the shares are certainly off their highs. And not a bad time for people to start thinking about accumulation, I think. But
yeah, that's correct. Precisely right. Yeah, it's funny. Like, if you look at any junior mining company, the price goes up and down every year. I mean, you know, it's significantly. I think we're at a low, but, you know, cyclicity works in our favor. So, yeah, you know, I would say, you know, we're in a good place right now.
Very good. Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Quentin. Always great to have you on the show and hear about your exciting stories that you are very much involved with guiding and directing. Thank you so much for being with us.
Anytime.
All right, folks, we do have to go to break now, but when we come back, Kevin Duffy is going to be with us. He is a principal of Baring Asset Management. The hedge fund has had a very good track record in the past, during bear markets at least, and he'll have some very interesting things to tell us about how he's looking at these very uncertain markets. Really weird markets that we're having these days, and Kevin will be here to provide some of his insights into how to handle these markets. So we'll be right back with Kevin Duffy after the break.
Voice America is available on your Google connected device.
Okay, Google, play Turning Hard Times into Good Times podcast on iHeartRadio.
Try it today.
Great Bear Resources, trading under GBR on the TSXV and GTBAF on the OTCQX, is a gold exploration company focused on their district-scale Dixie Project in the renowned Red Lake Mining District of Ontario. Having made multiple high-grade near-surface gold discoveries, GBR's capital efficiency has allowed them to be fully funded to complete a very active 300,000-meter drill program through 2021. Stay up to date on what's been considered one of the best-performing exploration stocks in the last 3 years by visiting greatbearresources.ca.
Voice America Business Network, the bottom line in business.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between, discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Have you had a chance to check out Voice America's online magazine and blog? If you love our hosts and shows, check out articles that give an even deeper perspective, plus topics about health and fitness, movie reviews, philosophy, business tips and tactics, spirituality, positive thought, current events, and even more about your favorite host. It's just a click away at blog.voiceamerica.com. That's blog.voiceamerica.com. The Voice America Press Blog. All access, all the time.